Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Attacks and casualties continue in the Middle East. Medics said Israeli military strikes across the Gaza Strip killed at least 29 Palestinians on Friday, and sirens blared in southern Israel in response to renewed rocket fire from militants in the Palestinian enclave. Meanwhile, Al Masira TV, the main television news outlet run by Yemen's Houthi movement, said Friday that airstrikes were launched at several parts of Yemen by U.S. and British forces. That report comes from the Reuters news agency. A British government source said Britain was not involved. Despite these attacks, hopes for a ceasefire across the region remain. Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, is in Beirut. We support efforts towards a ceasefire on the condition, firstly, the preservation of the rights of the Lebanese people, and it is accepted by the resistance, and thirdly, is simultaneous with a ceasefire in Gaza. Relatives say an Israeli airstrike on a West Bank cafe that the military said targeted Palestinian militants also killed a family of four, including two young children, late on Thursday. The territory's health ministry said the airstrike killed at least 18 Palestinians in all. It was the deadliest attack in the West Bank since the start of the Israel-Hamas war nearly a year ago.
The Secretary General strongly condemns the attack by armed gangs in the town of Ponsonde that took place yesterday.
A spokesperson for the United Nations Human Rights Office said on Friday that armed men belonging to the Grand Griff gang killed at least 70 people, including three infants, when they passed through a Haitian town with automatic rifles, shooting at residents. In an audio message shared on social media on Thursday, Grand Griff leader Luxon Alon, who was sanctioned by the UN last month, blamed the state and victims for the attacks, accusing residents of remaining passive while his soldiers were killed by police or vigilante groups. This is VOA News. Swedish troops preparing to go to Latvia as part of the nation's first overseas NATO deployment since joining the alliance said on Friday that they were ready for their upcoming posting. Swedish Foreign Minister Maria Malmer Stenergard.
Sweden's commitments to the collective defense of all allies is steadfast. The deployment of this battalion will help make Latvia, Sweden, but also NATO as a whole more secure.
The Swedish government has said around 600 professional soldiers from the regiment will travel to Latvia in early 2025 to join NATO's forward land forces as part of a brigade to be led by Canada. Pontus Silverberg is a commander of an armored vehicle being deployed to Latvia.
Me and my crew are very happy to be the first ones to go overseas as the first NATO deployment. And we're very confident in ourselves and in our gear and everything. So yeah, it feels very good.
Sweden joined NATO in March 2024 after Russia's invasion of Ukraine prompted a rethink of its national security policy. According to officials, at least 16 people died in floods in Bosnia and Herzegovina on Friday, and many others were missing as torrential rain and landslides destroyed homes, roads, and bridges across the center of the country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Rescue services in the south reported several people missing and called on volunteers in the army to assist as roads were closed and houses left without electricity. A spokesman for the local administration in the town of Jablanica says over a dozen people have died there and there have been serious landslides, flooding and overflowing of rivers. He says we have information that some bridges have been swept away and roads have collapsed. Meanwhile, Defence Minister Zukan Helez told NI regional television that troops have been engaged to help and that casualties were being reported. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Vice President Kamala Harris will visit hurricane-ravaged North Carolina on Saturday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Harris's visit comes after a stop in Georgia this week. President Biden was there yesterday after a trip to Florida and stops in both Carolinas. The Democratic administration says it's pushing hard to make sure all states affected by a storm that's killed more than 200 get what they need. GOP nominee Donald Trump is falsely saying the government's not doing enough to help those impacted in Republican areas, drawing an angry response from the president.
Let me get this straight. He's lying.
And saying it's time to break down rabid partisanship. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in Pakistan's capital fired tear gas on Friday as they clashed with supporters of jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan, who held an anti-government rally in defiance of a ban on congregating in the city. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.